WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Municipal Police Association reports a crisis in recruiting new officers. That's not a problem in Bryan.
We have had a crisis in recruiting here with the Bryan Police Department.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the number of applicants are up over the last 4 years, and there remains a steady number of applicants when openings become available, including former officers who have returned.
I think we've had five in the last couple of years that I can think of that have actually come back to the Bryan Police Department because they love our agency and they love this department.
McKeithen credits great community support to retaining and returning officers. The cooperative agreement reached last month between Blinn College and the Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service for additional workforce training will be monitored by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
It's a good beginning because we actually need a lot of workforce training all over the state.
Rainey also wants more workforce training at the high school level.
I think part of that needs to be done in high schools, and we need to identify those kids who are not college-bound and earlier and offer them at least the opportunity to have a workforce training.
Rainey also thinks this could be a blueprint for other higher education institutions around the state. When Congress repeals Obamacare, that does not mean the end of federal health insurance assistance. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the repeal vote will be around February 20th.
What that repeal vote will say is that Obamacare goes away, and we'll pick a date. It'll probably be 2 or 3 years out.
Flores expects some will say the transition period is too long or it will be too short. Flores points out it took Obamacare 4 years to be implemented.
For the healthcare industry, the healthcare insurance industry, to make all the systems and procedural changes to accommodate that new health care environment, even though it failed.
Flores says no one is going to lose health care coverage, and the insurance industry will have a stable market to write new policies. From Austin, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick unveils his proposed law banning transgendered people from using the bathroom of their choice.
Transgender students deserve the rights of anyone else, but it does not mean they have a right to use the girls' room if they're a boy.
House Speaker Joe Strauss fears a business backlash like the one in North Carolina could cost Texas up to $8 billion.
If it creates a situation as North Carolina went through, my enthusiasm level would not be high for that.
A Virginia lawmaker introduced similar legislation earlier this week. Another loss for the state of Texas in their abortion battle.
A Texas judge today putting the brakes on a Texas law requiring abortion clinics to either cremate or bury fetal remains until he rules later this month. But he did signal how he feels, calling the plan political. David Brown is with the Center for Reproductive Rights.
The evidence clearly showed they've been intending to issue this very, you know, strange and intrusive and bizarre regulation for quite some time.
State leaders published their abortion rule last summer, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court declared a controversial Texas abortion law unconstitutional. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
Today is the deadline for the BCS Chamber of Commerce Community Impact Award nominations. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says these awards go to business owners who have had a significant impact on our community.
You have to be HUB qualified. The categories are Hispanic, African American, Asian, Indian, American Indian woman, or this year we have a service disabled veteran.
Brewer says the award winners will be honored at a luncheon on January 28th. More information and nomination forms are online at bcschamber.org. Today is also the deadline for local businesses and nonprofit groups to register for Blinn College's semi-annual Community Orientation Days event on the Bryan campus. Coordinator of Student Activities Lane King says the two-day event is timed at the start of the spring semester.
We're going to be providing businesses that register with us a table and some chairs inside the student center, potentially spilling outside of it, depending on attendance. During the busiest time of our day on the busiest section of our campus here in Bryan.
Registration information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 30 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
After my first pregnancy, I started getting pains in my legs and noticed spider and bulging veins popping up. For years, I'd watched my mom suffer with painful, knotty varicose veins, but she was too embarrassed to do anything. I love my mom and my legs, so I decided to take us both to Vein Clinics of America.
With over 200,000 successful procedures performed, Vein Clinics of America is the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
Vein Clinics of America doctors are amazing. I got my beautiful legs back. Mom?
Thank you, honey. My legs are now pain-free for the first time in years. I can even wear dresses again.
Start the new year right by getting your beautiful legs back. Schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors. Call 800-600-2020. That's 800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
Good morning, 810. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, a foundation leader for over 30 years. In addition to fixing those, they also do concrete, polyurethane concrete raising. I've been saying that for about 2 years. Anyway, for more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy, windy, and cold for today with highs of 35 to 40. We may see a passing shower later today, and that shower could take the form of rain or even a little bit of sleet. It'll clear off. It's breezy, very cold tonight, lows 20 to 25. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, highs 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, clear, cold once again, 20 to 25. Sunny and milder for Sunday. Highs will be somewhere between 45 and 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Good luck on that garage sale you got planned tomorrow. I hate to say that, but I mean,
yeah,
we're weather wimps in Texas. We just are, you know, and it's okay as long as you can get out of it. You know, you don't mind going outside for a little while,
right,
as long as you can get out of it. But if you're stuck out there, not good.
Mm-hmm.
So see how that works. Well, I know you've been waiting for this. Somebody went and did a study and analyzed prison tattoos.
Ooh.
Finally.
Yeah, I know. We've been waiting for so long.
Yeah.
The Economist magazine used the data from the Florida Department of Corrections database to take a closer look at what tattooed inmates get and why.
What they get in prison?
No, I think that
just
maybe,
in general.
Yeah, they just take those
okay.
inmates. Okay, and again, remember, this is not everybody. These are inmates, and it's not just any state. It's Florida.
Oh,
but
right.
There
okay.
we go.
Okay.
About 75% of Florida's prisoners have tattoos, 75%, mm-hmm. with the median inmate claiming a total of three.
Okay.
All right. See, consider that as opposed to the NBA, for instance, where you're tatted up. More than 75% of the players have tats, don't they, in the NBA? Is that fair?
I would think that's a fair statement.
Okay, and they probably have more than three, right?
Yeah, I wonder, though, like, do you count the huge chest piece as one?
As one, yeah.
You know?
Hello?
Number of pictures?
Yes, this report, we're getting some snow out on Highway 30.
What?
How far out?
By Ashley Furniture Warehouse.
All right, yeah, thank you. Okay, that's
nice. Some snow.
Okay, yeah, wow. All right, good.
Is it sticking?
Not yet.
Bill
maybe.
Oliver is in Oklahoma, and he's got some snow.
I bet he does.
He sent us a picture this morning on
Did
the
he?
Text line. Yep.
Yeah, that's, and it is, I mean, it's overcast out there right now. It's,
Do you see it, Scott? Do you see the snow?
I don't see any snow. There's no snow floating around right now.
Right.
And again, it's just nice if you don't have to be out in it. And for all you working class heroes who do, again, more power to you. All right, here we go. Three tats.
Okay.
The tats aren't overwhelmingly crime-based.
That's good.
I don't, you know.
What is crime-based?
I'm
like,
not sure.
I killed Fred?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's it. About 85% of those under the age of 35 have ink.
Okay.
While only 43% of prisoners 55 and over can say the same.
I want to know what they are, Scott.
You know, I've only got a little bit of information on female prisoners, and we'll finish with that.
Oh, okay.
But this is amazing. I know this is shocking to you. Whites are more likely to sport white supremacist tats.
Mm.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because you're not going to find
Never guessed.
Yeah, a black guy wearing a white supremacist tat.
Yeah.
Probably
okay.
not going to happen.
Okay.
Blacks more often boast gang-linked ink, and Hispanics lean toward Christian symbols.
Mm.
All right. Females opt for hearts, butterflies, and inspirational mantras.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Inspirational in jail.
Really, yeah, that's good. Yeah, just go ahead and
make
put
it a
that
better
on,
day.
Yeah, put that on the inside of your arm. Put a smiley face.
Okay.
That's right, yeah. If
put
it is
a nice little butterfly right there on the lower back.
Right. If it is to be, it's up to me. Okay, there we go. That's all I have. They probably have more. information
on
that?
I was really hoping for, like, you know, 50% had gator tattoos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tattoos. Well, you know, I tell you what.
They're in Florida.
Do this. Google the Economist tattoo story. Just Google the Economist and tattoo, and maybe they do have some more information. These are just kind of they skim the high points of
all
it.
Right.
And,
maybe they have like the 4% with gator tattoos or something.
It could be. That's it. 9 out of 10 men say that women wearing glasses makes them more attractive. Interesting.
I think when girls wear glasses, it's cute.
From the American Optometric Association, probably. I'm not sure. So did you find
Let's see. Okay. 15% of white inmates had heart tattoos.
Okay.
While 3% had the white supremacist movement.
You can't really. Yeah.
Let's see. Some tattoos reflect remorse. At least 117 inmates have tattoos with variations of the phrase "Mother tried."
Oh no!
Nice.
Oh, and then 31 Florida inmates appear to be big fans of the hip hop group N.W.A. Okay. Sporting F the Police tattoos.
Okay.
Some tattoos are humorous.
Which is always good when you get arrested.
Sure, they love to see that.
That's of course.
That's the attaboy that'll really get you in good times. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
and then some tattoos are humorous. At least 7 inmates have the words "your name" tattooed below the belt.
I would say all of these are humorous.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here's some more. Those were just, you know, modus include names, animals, mythical creatures, dragons, unicorns.
All right. Well, unicorns?
Oh, that's what I said.
Nothing like getting a unicorn tattoo.
Said dragons and unicorns are especially voguish.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Voguish.
Yeah. So this is kind of interesting. I heard the end of this report yesterday on the radio. New research suggests the method to stopping a lifelong peanut allergy is to feed your baby peanut foods.
Yep.
Really?
Well, and here's the deal. I mean, because I had two of my kids had to go through allergy tests, okay? And so they did the allergy test. They found out what they were allergic to, and we gave them shots, you know, three times a week. And we did that for a year, and you know what? It worked.
Did it?
It worked because your body then has a chance to, I'm not a doctor and don't play one on the radio, but in the case of my kids, their bodies had a chance to actually build up resistance so that the histamines wouldn't kick in and they wouldn't start sneezing and watery eyes and all that. So,
interesting.
I mean, I can see how this would make sense that, again, if you start early, National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases used new guidelines to healthcare providers and parents.
But are some born with it?
Well, they say that the nut peanut allergies can be curbed by introducing children to foods that contain peanuts as young as early infancy. So that may well be.
It's strange because it seems like something that you didn't hear about a whole lot until, you know, a few years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. I mean, people have had nut allergies for ever, you know, but it just seems like something that's come into more prominence over the past few years.
I remember it very well. One time, I mean, we were going to rush Tom Turbyville's studio when he said, you know, they shouldn't feed peanut butter to kids in public school because there might be one child in that cafeteria who would go into anaphylactic shock, to which we said, no, you take the one kid out and you allow the other kids to be able to eat peanut butter. Yeah. But, you know, that's a story for another day. But It has. You know, I guess the story's about peanuts on airplanes, and some airlines switched to pretzels because of that, because you didn't know if there might not be someone who would have the peanut allergy.
Well, what's interesting, too, I went to a friend of mine had a lot of allergies, peanuts being one of them, but also dairy and, I mean, severe allergies to all dairy. And so when his mom got pregnant with his little sister, they told her to eat like him, avoid all of those foods, and which is not what this story is saying, but avoid all of those foods. And then his sister wasn't allergic to anything. She had no food allergies.
Interesting.
Huh.
Because it wasn't introduced, you know, in the womb.
Well, and again, this is, I think that's what they're saying is that that this is a different way to do it, a different approach to do it.
Right, this is once the baby's actually born. And that's, his mom was just like, you know, Matt's going to have to go through this his entire life. I mean, when we'd go to restaurants, you have to ask that your food not be cooked in butter.
Sure.
Because that you have such, you know, and these were, like I said, very severe allergies. Right. And so she just wanted to give her, you know, her next child the best chance to not have to deal with that. So it is interesting, though, Brad, you're right. Like, just the amount, you hear it so much more. Now, that's also social media, and there's a lot of things that could be factored into why we hear more about it.
In a survey in 2010, about 2% of U.S. American children had a peanut allergy. 2%.
And that was when?
2010.
Okay.
Which was more than four times the estimate in 1999. So, I mean, we were talking about not even 1% in 1999, and then here we are basically 10 years later that we were at 2%. The decision to rework the guidelines came after a trial of more than 600 infants found that regular peanut consumption until age 5 reduced the likelihood of the allergy by 81%. Again, in their test of 600 infants, they found that regular peanut consumption until the age of 5 reduced the likelihood of an allergy by 81%. So do what you want to.
Yeah.
Obviously talk to your health care professional, hear what they've got to say about it.
But there's a case to be made for building up an immunity,
apparently. To be able to build up an immunity yourself. Let your body do the work.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Really would probably not want to give it medicine if you didn't have to. Good idea. Happy birthday today to the Wheel of Fortune.
Hey!
It debuted in 1975 on this date. And the host, the original hosts, you know, Chuck Woolery,
that's the guy
who now does that, you know, shine the light on your knee and it won't hurt anymore guy, and a lady named Susan Stafford.
Okay.
Before Vanna showed up.
Before Vanna.
Yeah. And she had to work hard. She actually had to turn the letters.
What?
Yeah. And now, you know, I think she just
light up and she touches them.
She waves by them, maybe. And
she blows them a kiss.
That's it. Her magnetic personality causes the lights to come on. Hello.
Yes. You know, all these allergies that everybody has and what have you nowadays, that can all be attributed to the invention of the clothes dryer. Because prior to that, they hung the sheets, everything on the clothesline to dry, pawns out on it. And from birth, you had all this stuff that you're exposed to.
That's interesting.
That's a good point. When it comes to more like allergies as in grass and pollen and stuff like that, food maybe not so much. But
contact dermatitis because all that stuff that clung to them. To the stuff that was hanging
and
on the
wall. And now people are allergic to laundry detergent.
Yeah.
See? And dryer sheets.
I mean, it just,
oh, God! Yep. We're going to die!
Yeah!
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
It's true.
I know. And now, well, we may have to wait till Mr. Downs comes in. Because apparently Earth will not be destroyed by a mysterious shadow planet. But they reference that Star Trek TV show, so we'll get him to tell us about the Shadow Planet if he has time today, if he gets in here.
Okay? Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, 8:23.
For Kishinko with your money now. Job creation slowed in December, and the unemployment rate ticked up, but wage growth was the strongest since 2009, pointing to a tightening labor market more than 7 years after the expansion began. Payrolls rose by 156,000, while the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.7% from 4.6%, reflecting more Americans entering the labor force. The final full month of President Obama's term was the 75th straight month employers added jobs. That extended the longest such streak on records back to 1939. Dell is introducing a new way to interact with your computer that's keyboardless. The Dell Canvas 27 is a 27-inch glass surface that sits flat on a desk in front of a monitor. The touch surface is where a keyboard would normally be. Various widgets are available to manipulate items on the monitor. The Canvas also comes with a pen for sketching and creating. Dell envisions people using the device to edit photos and video. On Wall Street, features little change. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Annoying eyelid twitches. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Stephanie Sveck of Washington, D.C. gets annoying twitches in the muscles of her eyelids that last for days, and she'd like to know why. We asked staff ophthalmologist Thomas Steineman of MetroHealth Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio, to explain.
The twitching in the lid is what they call a fasciculation, meaning that the muscle contraction fires repeatedly. And why that happens probably has something to do with neuromuscular junction, the nerves that make the muscle contract. There may be misdirected signals from the nerve to the muscle. It's an annoyance, but it is, for the most part, not serious.
He says eyelid twitching is probably caused by fatigue, reading for too long, or by the stimulants in coffee and tea. He recommends seeing an ophthalmologist if the twitching occurs outside of the eyelid or never goes away. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
A26, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Savannah's here this morning from Cedarhoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You know, it's kind of fun that we have some grapes grown right here in the Brazos Valley, and at the vineyard, people kind of can learn a little bit about how you have to prepare the vines and keep them in good shape so they produce grapes, right?
Yeah, I mean, we love to, you know, educate people. It's really, I mean, wine making is really fun. So we're doing some pruning workshops on January 15th and 14th. It's a hands-on experience. You really get to understand, like, what's happening, you know, before you drink this wine and where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really fun thing to be able to do.
And that's the, if you don't have that opportunity to do that, and even vineyard tours, you don't get to see that. You may get to see the grapes out there or see the vines, and that's really interesting. But here, kind of hands-on, knowing that there has to be maintenance that's going on, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Our production crew has already been out there looking at the grapes, so this will be a cool, leisurely experience to be able to see what it's about.
So people know, I mean, some of those grapevines have been there for a long time.
Yeah, we're in our 40th year, mm-hmm. So these vines are, I mean, just as old.
Now, do you need to make reservations for this, or how does that work?
You do need to make reservations for this, and you can go online to do that, or you can give us a call. Online is messinahoff.com/events. Our phone number is 979-778-9463. You can RSVP there, and we'll get you set up.
And I know toward the end of the month, you have a mixer coming up. Again, kind of an educational opportunity, and get to sample some product, too.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's hard to meet people. And so we really wanted to bring people together who want to learn about wine. And so it'll be a relaxed atmosphere. Come together in our wine bar, try some wine, and just have some social activities.
Tuesday, February 14th. We'll be here before you know it. It's Valentine's Day. You guys doing anything there?
Oh, you know it.
Okay.
We have our dinner and dance. We're going to do romantic cellar tours. We have three of those. We're going to have dinner at the Vintage House. Of course, we have the Villa Bed and Breakfast, which is romantically themed.
Sure.
And then we'll have gifts galore. It's another option for those private labels if you want to get a private label for your significant other.
Okay. Yep.
So we have all kinds of, we're your Valentine's headquarters, basically.
Make this the year that you plan ahead, guys. What do you think? That'd be good. Girls, you can too. But, you know, girls tend to do that planning head stuff a lot better than we do. If they want some more information, Savannah, what do they do?
Yeah, so all of our information is online at messinahoff.com/events. You can call us at 979-778-9463 or find us on social media.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
When the first Consumer Electronics Show opened its doors 50 years ago, high tech meant transistor radios and color TVs. VCRs and home PCs were still more than a decade away. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A half a century ago, the first CES show opened in New York. 17,500 came to see what 100 exhibitors were offering. Today in Las Vegas, 180,000 are looking over the offerings of 33,000 vendors. Most of what they're showing will never get off the ground. Like Acer's $9,000 gaming notebook computer, overpriced by $8,000. But the latest ultra-thin generation of TVs with their incredibly bright displays and deep blacks make the flat screen from just 5 years ago look ancient today. And these new models are ready for stores right now. You could follow the 2017 CES and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable. With CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Komando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. We're about 6 weeks away from the official repeal of Obamacare, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. He adds there will be a transition period of 2 or 3 years.
You've got some people that just doggedly say Obamacare's got to go away day one. Well, you just can't do that because that's where you tear the markets up and people wind up without health care. And then you've got a political disaster on your hands for a future set of elections.
Flores says that will give enough time to implement the replacement to the Affordable Care Act.
During this transition from the repeal of Obamacare until the new system goes in place, nobody's going to lose their health care coverage. The insurance companies are still going to have the stable markets where they can write new policies. And there will be the minimal amount of disruption possible.
Flores says the repeal vote will be held around February 20th. Last month's announcement that Texas A&M Systems Engineering Extension Service will provide additional workforce training for Blinn College might be a blueprint elsewhere in the state.
That's a good idea. If we could duplicate that around the state and get those training available at other community colleges, I think it'd be wonderful.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he will be paying close attention to the year-to-year agreement between the local institutions. Rainey also wants more workforce training at the high school level. A report from the Texas Municipal Police Association that there is a recruiting crisis in law enforcement is not happening in Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it's not an issue.
The number of applicants who have actually applied online has steadily gone up over the last 4 years.
Not only are initial applicant numbers strong, that also applies to those who are still available when there are openings. McKeithen gives credit to Bryan residents.
Our community is a big supporter of police, and especially of our police department, and that has helped our retention rate.
McKeithen also says at least 5 former officers have returned to the department in the last couple of years. The BCS Chamber of Commerce is looking forward to one of its biggest events of the year. The Economic Outlook Conference is scheduled for Wednesday, January 25th. President Glenn Brewer says this year's theme is Unity and Community, featuring keynote speaker Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager.
We have 400 to 500 people normally come to this thing, and if any business owner wants to know what's going to be happening and are trying to predict in the coming year, they need to see this.
More information about the event is online at bcschamber.org. The start of the spring semester at Blinn College in Bryan will include the semi-annual community orientation days. Coordinator of Student Activities Lane King says the two-day event in the Student Center offers nonprofits and businesses an opportunity to introduce themselves to students at the busiest location on the Bryan campus.
Anyone that has a vested interest in that student population and will be out here.
And students who are from out of town can learn more about the Twin Cities.
Dual enrolled students are a big amount of those students that we're going to see during this time frame. And that really gives them a chance to see what Bryan and College Station has to offer outside of just the Blinn campus and, you know, the AM campus.
Today is the registration deadline. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 30 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. Make sure to follow us on social media at WTAW1620 and find more news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
8:35, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide Insurance agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide National Mutual Insurance Company, located in Columbus, Ohio, with affiliates, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are some numbers for you.
Cold weather, which has been north of the region all week, has finally been drawn into Texas, and it's going to be chilly through the weekend. We have cloudy and breezy conditions today, only 35 to 40. There's the risk of a passing shower today, and it may take the form of some sleet. Tonight, clearing and breezy, 20 to 25. Sunshine tomorrow with high anywhere from 40 to 45. Clear tomorrow night, 20 to 25. Sunshine's back Sunday, and highs will be 45 to 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's Friday. Jay Sokol's here from the City College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing good.
What do we got going on?
We've got a guest sitting right over there.
There?
Right over there.
Yeah. That's you.
You know what? She took the stairs all the way up here.
Did she?
Yeah, she sure did.
Okay.
It's our freezing water chick, Jennifer Nations.
Yeah, there she is. Listen, great idea. I thought I'd throw this out for you because I just thought of it. You get the fire department to head on over to Wolfpen Creek, okay, in the amphitheater, and you get up on stage, and you got a fire hose going, and, you know, you hit the hillside, what do you think, for like 2 hours tomorrow morning, and, you know, you got ice, and you could have the kids slide down into the water pit down there at the end?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Why didn't we do that when it was Christmas at the creek?
Yeah.
I'm taking that back to City Hall in a little bit.
That's it. You just walk in and go, listen, I was at WTAW today, and that's when everybody looks.
Great idea.
Yeah, and they said, let's do this. So I'm not going to do that. Just put it away. Just think about that. You can have a winter carnival.
Yes.
And because of social media, you could announce it instantly, and there'd be people there. Anyway, but you're not here to talk about that. But let's talk a little cold weather, because we really are. This is going to be serious stuff. It's 22 tonight. It'll be 20 tomorrow night. So what kind of precautions, beside putting that little, you know, cup thing on your faucet?
Right. Yeah. People always talk about, people, plants, and pets. But then the fourth one is pipes.
Yeah.
And those pipes are your sprinkler system. So, and if you have a backflow preventer, which is a pressure vacuum breaker, it's usually like a little bell shaped thing they're usually up next to the side of the house.
Right.
Cover that. Then go into the garage, look at your irrigation controller. Or if you have a business, call your landscape company and make sure they come out and look at it and make sure it's in the off position.
Okay.
It should be, like, starting in November, they should just be in the off position. And then if it gets dry and you need to water, then you just go out and turn it on for a little bit. But they should not be running in automatic mode.
Okay.
Because that's how, when you're driving to work, I'm sure, you know, today and tomorrow, there's frozen ice sculptures around.
Yeah, there will be. So now, to cover that that first thing, what's that called that's outside?
The pressure vacuum breaker.
Yeah, you can put like go get a 5 gallon bucket and just put it over that and put a rock on top of it, and that should be fine.
Yeah, cover it up with some towels, some foam tape. It doesn't have to be anything sophisticated.
Yeah.
The important thing is to make sure that your sprinklers are not on, because, you know, we do get runoff. It's there shouldn't be runoff, but we know that there's going to be. And then when it freezes, then that creates black ice. And if people are out walking their dogs in the morning, they slip, fall, break their hip,
Yeah.
Or, you know, if it's in the roadway, then we're getting into car wrecks, and so it's just really not a good thing.
I got a shout out to the, I'm going to shout out to Welborn Water, even though you're not part of that. But they came by, and I have a faucet at the front of my property that that has exposed pipe of about 3 feet, and they wrapped it for me.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was really nice. But that makes you think about that sort of situation. If you have any exposed pipes that are away from your house, if you have to be like, because you run a hose out to another part of your property, you need to make sure you take care of those things too, because a broken pipe is a broken pipe. Now, the system itself, irrigation system, we're not going to have enough cold weather long enough that you have to drain it or anything,
right? Yeah, it's Texas, you know, way today, and we'll be in shorts again.
Okay, so the question is, let's say that you own a house and it's vacant. Give me the, because there's the theory, oh, I'll just let the water drip for a while.
Yeah, you don't really need to do that. I mean, we were talking off the air about, you know, should you drain your system?
Right.
I mean, you can. If you're living in the house, you can. That won't hurt anything. I would think if you're not there, just go ahead and just drain it and just, you know, turn everything off, because that way you won't run into any trouble.
And if you set the thermostat in the house, it's empty. If it's got power on it, like 50, it'd be fine, right?
Okay. You know, just, put everything on minimal just so that you don't have that potential there.
Okay. All right. Well, you weren't necessarily going to talk about frozen pipes before today, but what else you got for us?
Well, I was also going to talk about the grease management, the fog is what we call it, fats, oils, and grease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or fatbergs. You can... Do a Google image search. Make sure that you've already eaten. But
do we have some of those in College Station? Have we had some pretty good ones?
We have had some fatbergs.
Have you posted those?
We do have a picture.
All right.
I think I've sent it, but if not, I can find it.
Well, wait. Now, you have like a channel, don't you? Don't you have a TV channel?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay. What's the channel?
It's Channel 19 119 on HD.
I mean, aren't you always looking for product to fill that up?
Oh, yes, we are.
Well, okay. Fatbergs of College Station. See, now you think about that.
Send it to me.
Okay, I will. I can see the wheels turning.
I'm glad I can help you do your job today. Once again.
Yeah, yesterday at our staff meeting, the plant operations guy said, make sure to talk about grease. I said, sure, because we do have a problem, you know, with people flushing grease and stuff.
Of course.
And it's always a problem, but this time of year, it's going to solidify a lot faster, and then that's going to clog up sewer lines, and then... We get sewer backups, and we don't want that.
Yep.
And then,
makes problems. Okay, all right. So, anything else?
Let's see. I talked about backflow, talked about grease, sprinklers, and then we had something in our city council update related to the Corpus Christi backflow incident.
Hey, they've had some problems in Corpus Christi.
They've had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
That was,
Our general manager's son lives down in Portland, which is right down in that part of the world. And you'd think that's the civilized world. You don't have continuous problems. But they really have.
Well, we just went back, and when we heard what happened there, we just went back and reviewed everything here. And we've got those backflow preventers, like I was talking about. We require those on sprinkler systems and, you know, anything that where there's a potential hazard to the drinking water system. And if there's a real health hazard, like if it's connected to a hospital or something with chemicals, then we require a great big device called a reduced pressure zone assembly. And those have to be tested every year. And we have software that we track, you know, which ones are due for inspection and have a list of, and it has to be tested by somebody who is certified by the state to test it. So we're pretty, the environmental technicians don't mess around with that.
Gotcha. Pretty vigilant. All right. If they got any questions or anything like that, what do they do?
Just give me a call, 764-6223. Send an email, jnations@cstx.gov, or just go to the website, cstx.gov/water.
There you go. It's Jennifer Nations. We call her the water chick from the city of College Station. We could do diaperbergs. I mean, we could think about all the things that people introduce into the sewer system they shouldn't.
The baby wipes.
The baby wipes, yeah.
Well, you don't have to limit your good ideas to Fridays, okay? You know how to get in touch with me every day of the week.
Well, we start talking about this, and then, you know, you just start coming up with these ideas. So I gave you two today.
Okay.
You got the winter festival that you can have, you know, the next time we're down at 20 degrees, where you just spray water on the hillside there at Wolfpin Creek and let people slide into the
moat.
That'd be good. Okay.
Right.
And then, and then do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Drain the water in the moat, though, and make it clean next time. It's usually brownish.
Sure, we'll get right on that.
Brackish. Okay. All right. Anything else we have going on in your city?
Today's the last day to register for Citizens University. We're also accepting registration for Citizens Fire Academy, Citizens Police Academy, and the 2017 Brazos Valley Senior Games. Registration is underway through February 13th. The games are the 24th through the 26th. So you can find out all about all those things at cstx.gov.
There you go. That's our segment with the City of College Station. Happens every Friday on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repo Sale. It's the first big money saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only. Shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. All tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pages $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 170-2908. 2006 Toyota Corolla. Selling price $5,388. 72 West at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. And this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
If I'd ever before been to a livestock auction, I don't remember it. But last spring, this city slicker pulled into the parking lot of the Mid-Tex Livestock Auction, Highway 90 between Anderson and Navasota. The first clue that I was out of my element was me pulling my lily white sedan into the parking lot full of pickups and livestock trailers. I looked for another non-pickup. Mine was the only one. I ventured into the sales amphitheater, if you will, and it was the remarkable sound of commerce happening.
265, 75, 85, 95, 295, 305, 10, 15, 315, 315, 20, 25, 35, 335, 40, 335, 40, 335.
Now I sat back, being careful not to scratch my head or my nose and accidentally buy a calf, and I just watched everyday business in the country. I wanted to learn more, so I found the guy in charge, Billy Schwertner.
We sell cattle to different buyers for the producers in this area. And we have several buyers, a very good group of buyers that come and buy cattle here and take them to various parts of the United States for either for feeding or for grazing for consumption later on or reproduction.
So who are the people there?
There are sellers and buyers in there, and they are... And some spectators.
Yeah, I was one of those. And I asked Billy Schwertner about this fascinating part of how people make a living in the country, not only in Texas, but all over the world.
We provide a service for the local producers in the area, furnish buyers for them to so they can sell their cattle. The large mega ranches, they sell most of their cattle direct from the ranch. We cater to the smaller producer who has maybe 100 cattle or less, and they have a place to sell their cattle.
Billy Swertner's been in the auction barn business for 35 years, and he comes by it naturally.
I grew up in this area, in this business, from the beginning. My grandparents, my parents, and now myself.
Now, I just happened to drive by on the day of the week that Mid-Tex has their auction on Thursday. They start at noon. Keep going until everything's sold. Each head of livestock stays in view for about 30 seconds until the auctioneer auctions it off.
We auction them off by the pound most of the time, sometimes by the animal. Most time it's auctioned by the pound to the highest bidder.
Now, I'm just trying not to ask dumb questions of Billy, and if I did, well, he was nice enough not to say so. I asked him what makes an animal sell.
It depends on what the particular buyer is looking for. There's all kinds of different cattle that are being sold, different classes, shapes, sizes, sexes. So each buyer has probably a different preference or different type of animal that they want, and that's how they determine what they want to buy.
Just fascinating, making a living in the country. I'm Tom Turbeville, and that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advantaged. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
There you are. It's 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, Mr. Downs is not here yet. We have this story we need to do.
Yeah, we can't talk about the Star Trek
Well, we're going to. I mean, we may have to call him. He may. Ooh, but he'll be driving in. He'd be in College Station. I don't want him to get in trouble. We wouldn't want that to
happen. Maybe he's got a hands-free device.
Well, he could. That's true. Officials in Chile have released a video that is evidence of a UFO over their country.
So say they.
This is the Navy who did this, okay? Just not some Chilean dude or dudette. They've been collecting video over the past 2 years of multiple unidentified flying object encounters. Several government agencies have reviewed the clips and so far have not been able to explain any of the sightings. The government routinely uses its UFO case public following, following investigation. They let the people know, in other words. They tell them that it's
well, and that's the thing about a UFO is it doesn't necessarily mean aliens. A UFO just means unidentified flying object.
We don't know.
Could be anything.
It could be something that's all right.
Yeah.
They may just be coming here because they found out Walking Dead is on tonight.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it could be the reason. But anyhow, well, I wasn't going to call him, but I guess I will. We'll just see where he happens to be.
Yeah, because I haven't seen him wandering.
Yeah, I know. That's well, and he had a late night.
The number
last
you have
night.
Dialed is not in service.
That's not true. Okay, I did the 9, right? All right. We'll see. We're calling Ben Downs, the new
chairman of the board of directors.
Board of directors of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Nothing like calling, listening to the radio to listen to somebody calling a cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's not answering. Okay.
Well.
You know.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the odd thing.
Yeah, okay.
Because you guys were calling me, yeah, and the phone was ringing, yeah, and I heard you talking to me.
Yeah.
And yet, I forgot the delay. Sorry.
It's all right.
The reality of the delay, so I apologize.
Are you in a situation where you can legally talk to us?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. But you're not here at the radio station.
As you know, it was a late night last night.
Well, yeah, it was.
And so I'm running a little bit slow right now.
Okay.
Well, if you'd like to talk to the dog, we can do that.
I don't want to do that. I want to talk to you about Nibiru, the shadow planet from Star Trek Into the Darkness. Remember that?
Yeah. Is
that how it's pronounced? Nibiru?
Nibiru? No one knows, but that's fine.
Okay. Well, Earth will not be destroyed this fall by the shadow planet. This one is easy to debunk because it's a planet from the Star Trek movie, but apparently there was a rumor out called the end of the world as we know it.
Nope.
He just hung up, or we just lost a connection.
Bummer.
He can call back if he wants to.
Maybe he was super mad about that story.
Washington Post says the celestial conspiracy theory showed up in British tabloids and on AOL News. Nobody reads AOL
what?
News.
Yeah.
How they find it?
AOL
yeah.
News. All right, are you back? Hello?
I think the dog maybe is like chewing on his
I know.
Phone.
Listen to that. That's really bizarre. No, never mind. Okay. We'll talk another day. That's okay. Anyhow, the bottom line is we humans have plenty of ways that we can mess up Earth all by ourselves. We don't need another planet to come in here and do that. Okay, mm-hmm. So there, that's taken care of. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Hey, it's going to be cold this weekend, so if you want to just hang out at the house and you want to have the popular DVDs or video rentals, we were discussing. I think. Oh, he's calling back again.
Oh, just kidding.
Are you back?
Lily was going to get your stupid donuts today.
Yeah?
And she started up the car outside the house, and it seized the phone.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
The
all
stupid,
right.
It's a stupid Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't talk in College Station anymore. So she starts the car, and immediately she could chat with us if she wanted to.
Okay,
but
so that's what
anyway,
that was.
I have adjusted the phone now so that it will no longer jump straight to the... fancy hybrid car out there.
You see, every once in a while, that technology really is a pain in the butt. Mm-hmm. I mean, just you don't really need it to be smart.
You are not going to get more than 3 feet out of a Bluetooth connection unless you're doing something like this. You know? And then it'll pass 6 miles through the walls of the house all the way down to the donut store or something, and I'll lose connection. But, you know, that's just the way it is. Look, I heard the bit on the radio. It was wonderful, and I'm glad we're all going to live another day.
Well, yeah, but we're not done. We're not done. Because we need to talk about maybe a gigantic shift in this radio program that's been going on for, I don't know, at least 35 years. And we haven't been the infomaniacs for 35 years.
We haven't changed anything on this show in 35 years except the people.
Well, but...
But it only takes one person.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If it's that right person, if it's just that instant, we may have to change...
We even had one of those women on the air before.
No, but this is
not
different.
Like Chelsea's the first.
Well, I understand, but the she's a force of nature, kind of, in what's happening. Because
that's what you call that.
We've had now at least three different listeners who have said, go ahead, Chelsea. Yeah.
They would buy T-shirts and like to change the name to Chelsea and the Boys. And if I have T-shirts made that say Chelsea and the Boys... Ed wants a 6X, and he would rock the pink T-shirt. Ed told me that.
Would your mother actually wear it everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Mom texted in, too, today and said she loves it. Chelsea and the Boys. We now have several listeners referring to the show as Chelsea and the Boys.
Like something that's an after-school special, doesn't it?
So I'm just letting you know that that this... Yeah, we're not to a tipping point
the
yet.
The movement has begun.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe we could have Chelsea and the Boys mouth pad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sandra has a few things in life she isn't sure about, like what wine to order.
There's so many, and I'm not French.
But one thing Sandra does know is that the experts at NerdWallet.com make finding the right credit cards easy.
Using your preferences, NerdWallet.com does a personalized search through over 1,700 credit cards to find the ones that match you best. By the way, where's your volume knob?
Right there. But I'd prefer if you didn't touch the...
That's better. Visit NerdWallet.com to make sure you have the credit cards that work best for you, because nothing beats knowing.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together, we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Jared Salvato with the Bank and Trust, working with you or your business to ensure your financial needs are being met is what I do best. Give me a call. I'd love to be your banker. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Joe Sale. It's the first big money saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only, shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. All tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month, and clearly posted on every windshield.
stock number 170-2908, 2006 Toyota Corolla, selling price $5,388, 72% and 2.9% APR, $27 down, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here, and this is the Can't Miss Event of the Year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Minutes Hill, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the Consumer Electronics Show, I guess, wraps up today in Las Vegas. There is a new BlackBerry cell phone that was unveiled. Yes, a BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. Wow. Blast from the past.
The Mercury, made by a Chinese manufacturer, TCL, was based on the original phone the BlackBerry signed over to them. And yeah, it's got a physical keyboard as well as a fingerprint sensor built into the space bar. And you can scroll through things like you could with BlackBerry's old Passport phone. So that's out there. But get this. Kingston has unveiled a 2 terabyte flash drive.
Ooh.
A terabyte. 2 terabytes.
You put your whole life on that thing.
2 terabytes. And, oh, by the way, it's only $2,730.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. So okay. There. Oh, no, that's the 1 terabyte. The 2 terabytes, $5,000.
Oh, even better.
Yo. Your whole life. That's it. All right, stay warm. WTAW, College Station, Bryant.